Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Now, our mental image of Jesus doesn't have him speaking that way. Very often, the Jesus that we've imagined over the years has become this Jesus that just says, you know what, do whatever you want, I'm cool with it. But instead, we have here a very demanding, in fact, shockingly demanding Jesus. A Jesus who makes things very clear for us. There is no love in all of the world that measures up to his. And so if we put any other love ahead of that one, we're fools. It's as if a man were to say to his bride, oh, I love you more than anything else. And then on their wedding night, he said, oh, but a new video game just came out. So, you know, actually, that's what I want to spend my time doing. You know what? That guy's not worthy of her. Well, it's the same thing as when we play these games with the Lord and say, yes, Lord, I love you so much. And I promise I'm going to focus on my relationship with you next year, though, because right now mom's a little sick and my kids are crazy and work, you know about work, and my friend's going through this tough time. So I'll focus on all of those things, and then maybe if I have some energy left over, I might turn to you. If that's us, we're not worthy of it. And yet, despite our lack of worthiness, he still reaches out. He still says, I get it. You're a bit confused. You don't get what I'm offering you here. You don't know who I am and how much I love you. You don't know the depths of that love. So let me teach you. So in spite of our unworthiness, he still reaches out, and by choosing us, makes us worthy of himself. But he wants our priorities to be straight. Because the paradox, the great Christian paradox, is that the moment that we forget all other loves and focus on that one, we learn to love everyone else properly. The moment that we say, you know what, more important than my parents, more important than my friends, more important than my work, my kids, everything is my relationship with the Lord. And so I'm going to devote my first fruits to that. I'm going to say, what is the non-negotiable in my schedule each day? It's not eating. It's not working. It's not even spending time with family. The one non-negotiable is spending time with my Father. Once that is set as priority number one, I become the father that I wanted to be, the mother that I wanted to be. I'm able to love my friends with that, not just natural love, which is great, but man, that runs out quick. No, but the supernatural grace, that love that our Lord wants to pour into our hearts so that we can then give. That's what our Lord wants for us, and that's why he says, if you prioritize any love above mine, you're not worthy of that great love, and you're selling yourself short. In order to love those in our lives, we have to love God first. In order to love them the way that they need to be loved, we need to become masters in loving, and that only occurs by sitting at the foot of the Master and learning from the God who is love how to love. Now, St. Paul also has some very hard words for us today. He says, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we might too live in newness of life. Why all this speaking about death? He keeps going. He says, if then we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Now, for us, that might strike us as a strange way of putting it. For me, I think that's the most liberating thing I've ever heard. Because boy, is this world broken. And it's not just going to magically fix itself. Because boy, am I broken. And I'm not going to magically fix myself. And if I, who am here at church all the time, am this broken, then I can't expect the world to be much better. Where they're not working with grace day in and day out. But it's consoling to know, you know what? This world doesn't have a lasting hold on me. Now, really, when I was baptized, I died to this world. Now, that doesn't mean I don't work to improve this world. It just means that this isn't the basket in which I've placed all my eggs. No, I know because God has chosen me as one of the baptized members of his body to live for more than this world. I already have 1 foot in heaven if I have been able to receive this grace of baptism. And so this world and its cares, it doesn't have the same hold on me. And that's the case for every single one of us. We, as members of Christ's body, the church, we already have 1 foot in heaven. Do we live that way? And so some of the points for reflection this week can be, do I live as one dead to this world and alive in Christ? With that kind of confidence and joy of one who knows that he or she already possesses more than this world could ever offer. And then, do I prioritize my relationship with Christ so much that all of the other loves are forgotten in comparison? But then do I let that prioritized relationship with the Lord, do I let that inspire my way of loving other people so that I can finally love them the way that God calls me to?